You can make it work. I don't say, turn it off!
Yeah. Right. Right.
Other problems.
Right.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to leave. You didn't want the light.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like if you're, you know, if you're in mourning and you're not supposed to listen to music and you're sitting someplace and then an orchestra comes by and sits next to you.
Right.
First, you know. Like,
right.
Or the television. So,
yeah. One little crazy trick that I saw in the Art Scroll book, and then we'll finish up. In order to get a light on, and I'm not suggesting you do this, but this, if you learn this well, you can kind of figure out ways around, you know. So if you want to get the light on in your bedroom, and you have a friend who's over for Shabbat, and he's not Jewish, you say, hey, do me a favor, can you grab me my book? I left it on my night table in the bedroom. He runs into the bedroom, the lights are off, he's going to put the lights on for him to get the book. You can then run in there and go, keep the lights on. Now, I'm not saying you should do this, but that's a way of getting... Because he did it for himself, he didn't do it for you. The other classic example is that when you are ordering food in a kosher hotel for Passover, and the waiter or waitress comes over and says, what will it be? And they're about to write down your order. It's one of the 39 acts of work to write down. Why is it okay to still tell that person your order?
Because they're doing it for them.
Because, very good. We talked about it before. You didn't ask him to write it down. They have a bad memory. They can run back and forth if they forget. Same thing when you're walking into one of these buildings and the guy buzzes you in. There's the door and he doesn't come around. You'd like for him to do it manually, but he buzzes you in. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's perfectly okay. Why?
It's not different than pressing the elevator button
for you. Well, technically also, but it's different. I think the elevator is because it's one of the exceptions. Here it doesn't even fall into the rubric because he could theoretically walk around and open the door manually. The only reason he's doing it at the buzzer is to make his job easier. That's called the dati nafshi. He's doing it for himself, not for you.
Right.
What about when the door opens?
So well, then you well, can't, you
can
have to,
close
right, so you have to wait for, technically wait for somebody else to walk through. You can't do it yourself.
Right.
But again, if somebody else walks through, they did it for themselves.
Right. But what if there is no person?
Now, if there's no one else and the doorman is there, one second, what exception would that fall under? How would you get into the Montana on Broadway between 83rd and 84th? Because the only way to get in on Shabbat is for somebody to walk through. So let's say there's no one. You have to wait there forever. So the non-Jewish concierge can come in and walk and open it up for you. Why is that okay? What exception? Take the elevator. It's the same thing.